Missouri Net News, I'm Bill Wise. The State Gaming Commission is warning that illegal slot machines in Missouri are hurting casinos and the state lottery, which is reducing funding for education and veterans. The Gaming Commission testified yesterday before a Missouri House Interim Committee chaired by Imperial GOP State Representative Dan Shaw.
These illegal machines, they're everywhere. And I think it is probably hard to put a number on it because they continue to grow every day. I have several of them in my district.
Illegal slot machines are found in places like bars and gas stations. Gaming Commission Executive Director David Grothaus testified that Missouri needs a coordinated effort to stop illegal slot machines. He notes there's one pending criminal case in western Missouri's Platte County. Southeast Missouri Congressman Jason Smith wants the Missouri River's infrastructure to be built like the Mississippi River to battle massive flooding. Smith says Missouri's boot heel showed the country how to manage a river.
We drained our swamps. And those seven boot heel counties, after we drained them, now produce more than a third of all the ag commodities for this entire state.
Smith says fixing the Missouri River will benefit Missouri farmers by shipping the state's richest commodities to feed the world. And two groups are suing Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft for his handling of an attempt to block new abortion regulations.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri and the No Bans on Choice Committee say Ashcroft refused to issue the ballot language needed to start collecting signatures for a public vote. Robin Utz says Ashcroft robbed Missourians of 78 days to collect 100,000 signatures. The legislation taking effect next week would ban abortions around 8 weeks of pregnancy. Some medical emergencies are exceptions, but not rape or incest. Last week, Ashcroft told MissouriNet the ACLU did not file the referendum request before the law went into effect, changing how his office approached the matter. Ashcroft, a Republican, said the petition also took more investigation to make sure his office was following the law. For MissouriNet, I'm Ryan Hart.
University of Missouri officials say an 18-year-old freshman from Illinois has died at a residence hall at Mizzou. Eric Severson of Aurora, Illinois, was found unresponsive on Wednesday. Police do not believe foul play was involved in his death. The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee in Congress traveled to Odessa in western Missouri yesterday afternoon at the invitation of Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. Representative Colin Peterson talked to a room full of farmers from the town of 5,300 people about issues that are hitting them hard. One of those is the tariff and trade war with China. The Minnesota Democrat has a dim view of the situation.
There are people that will win in the China's deal. They're just not us. You know, it's intellectual property, some of these other areas, autos and so forth. They're the ones that will win if we ever get a resolution of the Chinese situation. What I'm trying to say is that agriculture, I don't see any upside for us.
Chairman Peterson was also scheduled to meet with Republicans Vicki Hartzler yesterday and Billy Long today. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.